this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Manning calling signal, takes the snap, looks left, pops it left, first is wide open, touchdown Giants, in the left corner of the end zone.
Touchdown.
With 35 seconds to go, the Giants regain the lead.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, throw the heads up right now. We'll take the six caller, Pete. Six caller, 866-540-WFAN. 866-540-9326 for your last chance to win a pair of tickets to see these guys, Limp Bizkit, Fred Durst and the boys, PNC Bank Arts Center, Tuesday, July 30th from our friends at Live Nation. To purchase tickets, visit livenation.com. Listen again tomorrow at the same time for another chance to win. 888-808-1019, your number to call. Deer Park we go. It's John. It's the fan. What's going on, Johnny? John, I don't know what happened with you. Let's go to another John, Staten Island. What's going on, John?
What's up, Moose? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
I'm good. I haven't talked to you guys since you were with, Maggie. I remember I was the guy who called up when you left the courtside seats and went to work for the Wilpons.
Courtside Gary.
And you went to go work for the Wilpons on SNY. I remember that very well. Anyway,
I did work. Yes, I did leave to go as someone cash that check and do a sports night on SNY. Yes, I stunned Farina.
Everybody's got to work
there at SNY. Yes,
everyone's got to work. Here's my thought. I've heard you say a few times that, like, and I agree. Obviously, Steve is a businessman.
He is.
That is why. If I were running the Mets and I was David Stearns, I would go to Scott Boras and I would say, hey, listen, we're going to give Pete a little extra money and we're just going to float it, but we want him as a DH. Let him finish out this year. I do not want to go after Soto, as great as Soto is, because of the amount of money you're going to have to spend. And then once he finally gets the money and he gets this long-term deal, what are you playing for if you're never going to get another deal and it's guaranteed money? I just don't trust long-term deals, and I think financially, a smart businessman, especially someone who does hedge funds, is going to bet on a bunch of different things happening, so then you could look for a third base. I would trade Severino or Quintana, but then whoever wants them has to take Jeff McNeil. He's got to go, right. And I would logically look at it like I would my portfolio. I'm going to put a little bit here, a little bit there. But to go all in on the chance to get Soto and let Alonso walk or get dissatisfied when you know he would be a perfect DH. He's a good first baseman, but you should pay him as a DH. And then next year, trade JD. But for this year, go all out. But I would trade the pitcher. You got to get rid of McNeil. He is like the grumpy guy in the corner. He must hate all this OMG stuff. It must drive him crazy every time he sees Iglesias because everybody loves him. And I think logistically, that's what they should do. And then, listen, get a reliever and maybe make a move to try to get McMahon.
Can I ask you a great breakdown, John? I give you a lot of credit. Ran through it, bing, bang, boom, right? You realize the Mets are in wild card contention in the National League, right?
Yeah.
All right,
that's why I'm not.
You're pairing guys off, getting rid of guys left and right. But this team, I think, is of the notion that they've got something to play for in the second half. When you look at Alonso, first off, I mean, JD was signed to a 1-year deal. So,
but I'm not trading Alonso, Moose. I'm getting rid of one pitcher because Senga is coming back.
Right, but I have to hope that also Senga then stays healthy too. Right,
100%.
So Senga, has not been a quick healer, has not had a great rehab process, has taken him forever to get back on the mound. Remember when we were having conversations that Senga was going to be back on the mound in early June? We're sitting here now, it's July, mid-July, and Senga still, just made another rehab start Sunday up in Syracuse. So it's been a while for Kodai Senga. Yeah,
Can I counter it?
No. It's just neither. Okay. So Senga, I agree with you. If he stays healthy in the second half, Kodai Senga is a massive injection into that starting rotation. No question about it. If I look at Pete Alonso, if you're telling me I'm going to pay him as a DH, how much is that going to cost him then?
I'd pay him extra to be a DH, knowing he could platoon in the beginning, but he's eventually going to be a DH.
Yeah, and there were Mets scouts, believe me, at the time when I was working over at SNY, that never thought Pete Alonso would play a day of first base for the New York Mets.
He's a good first baseman.
He's okay. He's fine. But, he's out. He does the job. He's not great. He's okay.
But he's a little slow over 5 years. I'm saying it's easier to get a young person to play first or third. He's eventually going to be a DH.
Yes.
So I would rather not go after Soto, pay Alonso extra, so that eventually he'll stay and become our DH, because I don't like old DHs, generally. You never know how they're going to do in New York. He does well. And as far as pairing off, all I'm saying is, let's say somebody, we need a reliever. Let's say somebody's interested in Severino. You're a Yankee fan. He goes from great to batting practice in a blink of an eye.
Yes, he does.
It is the reality of the situation. And we don't want to keep McNeil's contract, which is an albatross, because I don't think he's very well liked, besides maybe Alonso and some other people in that organization.
Yeah, he's
so what I'm saying is, if you want to make a push, and we need relievers, to get a good reliever, you're going to have to give up something that somebody wants. And Severino or Quintana or Minaya, I like them all. Don't get me wrong. They've all done well. But I got to think ahead, and I want that luxury tax down because I want to go after a good third baseman. I mean, I could care less.
You want to spread the wealth out, right? You want to look at it where it's strength in numbers necessarily than going out there and getting the superstar. We get into the long-term contracts. I think it plays a little bit more when you're looking at long-term deals for starting pitchers as compared to long-term deals when you're looking at everyday players. And I don't think you can generalize it and look at every situation as being one and the same. That's where you judge, or you have to have a feel of the individual. You know, are they still going to be motivated to be great, do all the necessary work that needs to be done in order to be great after getting paid the unbelievable contract? I mean, that's the work that you have to do a little bit behind the scenes, right? That's the work that you have to do when having conversations in previous destinations, when you're looking at Juan Soto, whether it be Washington, San Diego, with the Yankees, if you are the Mets and you are looking to sign him to the big money deal. I think regardless of what happens, there is too much heat to it, too much reporting on it, to think that Soto and the Mets are not going to be interested in Juan Soto. And you could be one where you say to yourself, well, listen, the Yankees are going to be the favorite. He's been there. He understands it. But then you get down to the numbers of it and the impact of it. How's it going to play if you're paying Juan Soto? Say, for argument's sake, you give Juan Soto a $500 million contract and Judge is making what he's making. How does that play in the room? Does Judge necessarily care? Does it bother him? Does it impact him? Is there a little bit of... Because Soto's impact has been vast, has been great. We know how the 1-2 combination of Soto and Judge has been lethal. The Yankees haven't gotten production from much else when you're looking in that lineup. But how exactly does that necessarily play in the room? Because as good as Soto has been, and he's dealt with a hand injury, he's not been as good the last month since he slid into home and suffered that bruised right hand. But Judge has been obviously the best position player by far. He's the captain of the team. And contracts are a matter of timing, right? When it comes up, when that respective deal comes up, how much leverage do you have? And Soto is going to have vast leverage as long as Cohen and the Mets remain a threat. And the Yankees are not dumb. They understand it. They understand the motivation. Then it comes down to appeal, right? Remaining in the Bronx. Well, the Mets, if they finish off this second half as well as they played toward the tail end of the first half, they're going to be appealing. And then you get to Cohen's wealth, and they're a massive threat. I can't tell you one way or the other, sitting here on this Tuesday midday on the Fan, of where exactly Juan Soto is going to end up. But I mentioned it yesterday, I fully believe it, that the Yankees have to operate as an organization knowing the clock is potentially ticking, or the clock is ticking, on Soto, number 22, being a New York Yankee. is there's great uncertainty after this season. And that was the, I mean, that was really the general point I was making, where, you know, they're not going to pair off. They're not going to trade off. They're not selling off assets. They're looking to add. And there's no perfect team out there in Major League Baseball. And the Yankees have got a lot of warts to them. And they also have a lot of failure, where we see a fan base when this team starts to lean negative, starts to play poorly, starts to have a little bit of a losing streak, goes seven straight series without winning a series. You know, the sky is falling. The cliff is coming. We've seen this before. We have seen it before. We saw it in 2022. We saw this team go 82-80 last year. We know the importance of Judge and Soto. Can some of these other guys turn around? Can Verdugo get going? Can Volpe get going? All the things that we've had to talk about. Well, the Yankees need to add to this team to try and put them in the best possible position to win, because this year was an all-in season. And for the Mets, when you go into the offseason, regardless of how this season does play out, they've been players on impactful play. They've been in the conversation on impactful, great talent on the major league level. Juan Soto is exactly that.
Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring Gaines scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent maracas smell amazing." You could call them scent maracas, but most noses call them Gaines scent beads. Try Gaines scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.